Thank you for calling. Please stay on the line, and the next available representative will be with you momentarily.
This call may be recorded for quality assurance purposes. Hey, Raven.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, how are you?
I'm okay, I guess.
Okay. Okay, so, all right. So I do want you to know Tiffany is also on the call with us. Kristen would be, but she is gone for the day. So Tiffany's sitting in just as a mediator, not for you to, you know, feel ganged up on or anything, but it's just like somebody that's here for your behalf as well as mine.
Yeah, it's fine.
Okay. But I did want to go over the call with you. I do understand that you're saying that you do understand that you were irritated on the call with the customer. Okay. Now, I do know that just previously we had Kristen and I had spoke with you. It was on the 11th of January about being rude with the customers. Okay. This call was actually sent over by the client because of the unprofessionalism on the call. I mean, I'm not going to go, you know, play by over the call with you since you did already listen to it or whatnot. And I understand that you're saying that, you know, that the customer had an attitude with you. However, you cannot, even if they're angry, and Raven, you have to understand a lot of these people, sometimes the money that's taken out of their account, that may be all they have to live on for the month. So you have to be a little bit more empathetic with them and sympathizing with them with their situation. I know if I had $200 taken out of my account, I'm just going to be honest with you, I'd be acting a donkey. I really would, because I just don't have it like that. Not many people do. Some do, you know, great to them, but not everybody does. And a lot of times when they sign up for these trials, whatever it may be for, they're not reading the terms and they're not reading what they signed up for. So a lot of times the attitude that they have, it's really with themselves because they're mad at themselves for not paying attention to what they signed up for. And I do understand, you know, I've taken calls myself, worked here for several years. Tiffany has as well. So we've dealt with the attitudes as well. And, okay, sorry. But you can't let them being upset affect you or your attitude, and you can't allow it to make you come across as unprofessional. So I do know with this call, with the severity of the call, and then the customer had gone on, made Better Business Bureau threats, and Attorney General threats, and you never started threat protocol. Nothing was done on the account. You did, I think the account was canceled. Yeah, the account was canceled. But by you not adhering to threats, she did actually file a complaint on this call. On the company, so that does reflect poorly, and it could potentially also lead to a dispute filed on the charge as well. Now I do know back in October, the first documentation that you received, it was a written warning because there was calls where you were disconnecting without opening the calls, and then in January. January 11th, Kristen and I had spoke to you in regards to, you know, being professional on the calls. And at that time, we did tell you that, you know, the next step would be the 2-day suspension. Okay. So because of this call, it is going to result in the 2-day suspension. which will include loss of at-home privileges. So the suspension would start today, and it would end on the 27th. So your next, the 27th, your scheduled shift at that time, you would be able to come in-house with your equipment and work your scheduled shift then.
Okay, that's fine. I'm not upset or anything. You know, it is nothing I can say to justify the call because it was, you know, a bad call. But I'm just new to working in an environment where you have to take calls like this or have to let people, you know, talk to you crazy or catch attitudes. Like, I'm not used to working in an environment like that. So it's still taking some learning and getting used to. So I do understand that that was a bad call. So whatever consequence that I am getting, I can do nothing but accept it. So if it does result in a two-day suspension, like y'all did tell me earlier this month, you know, I just have to accept that and just be able to be ready to come back to work when my suspension is over and just try again better next time.
Okay. And I'll tell you what I'll do. I'm not sure if I forwarded you. Did I give you any information on how to deal with difficult customers?
I don't think so.
Okay. I have some information that I can give you. And since that you are coming back in-house, I can actually print it out to you, or you can have a hard copy of it. That way you can look over it and maybe find some helpful tips on there to help you. But just, I'm not sure, Raven, do you have kids?
Oh, no, ma'am. I'm young. I'm only 21.
Okay. Okay. Well, I mean, just if you think about it like this, I don't know if you know anybody that's young and has kids or whatever, but a lot of people that do call in, they're upset because of the money. And like I said, it's not really, they're taking it out on you because they feel like you're connected with the company. You know what I'm saying? So it's not you personally, but you're the one that gets the short end of the stick. Okay. But I know that a lot of customers that call in, they're either elderly people that live off of, you know, disability, which is typically like $700 a month. Okay. So they have $700 a month to live off of, rent, utilities, you know, whatever, you know, food, and then prescriptions for elderly people are very expensive. So if we've just taken $200 of their money, that could be them losing their medication for the month. So maybe by you looking at it like that, you know, maybe it can help you to empathize with them a little bit more so you can see, you know, okay, that's why they're upset. Sometimes it's single moms that, you know, have two or three kids and, you know, the money that was taken out of their account, maybe that was their grocery money for the month. You know, now she's panicking because she don't know how she's going to feed her kids. However you have to look at it. That's how I used to deal with it because I didn't like people talking to me crazy either. But then I started looking at it different and trying to look at it like, okay, let me see what I can do to help you and have more of a reassuring tone with them and a more helpful tone with them. And I promise you when you do that, it changes their attitude as well. Because I've dealt with customers that were a lot worse than this one was. Attitude-wise, cussing, going crazy on me. And by the end of the call, they didn't even get any of their money back. But by the end of the call, they were thanking me and telling me, you know, I understand you have a job to do. I apologize. I'm not mad with you, you know, but you did, you know, reassure me that the account's canceled and you did explain to me what I had signed up for. So, but by looking at it a little bit different, that can really change the whole tone of the call. But I will have those handouts for you, and hopefully by that, there'll be something on there that will help you.
And about that, I do understand people do have financial problems, so they do call upset. You know, I don't come from a wealthy background at all, so I completely understand. But I have had some calls where people would lie and act like, you know, they didn't know about the child at all just to get that money back. Or I will have calls where people have canceled in the past and gotten a refund and then called months later to get more money back just because they know what to say to get more money back from their refund. You know what I'm saying? Like, I will actually put people on mute to go in and to look into their account, and they'll think that I have them on hold, and I hear them in the background talking with somebody saying, yeah, we better get our money. Like, you know, it do be people that lie like that. So when I first started working here, I did feel empathy for people, but it's like, after taking so many calls and working here for a few months, like, I know some people just call and lie, you know, just to get money back. So sometimes I really don't feel empathy for anyone, even though it might sound bad, but it is true. But I do understand where you are coming from, though.
Okay. Yeah. Well, the thing about it is there's no way for us to ever know if they're lying or not. Or, I mean, even if they are, you know, flat out lying, and like you said, if you've heard them, still, even, I mean, if they're making threats, you still have to adhere to threat protocol. I mean, that's a big deal, because those Better Business Bureau complaints and the Attorney General complaints, those stick, and it makes the company look bad. And that's, you know, what they try to avoid at all costs, along with chargebacks of any kind. So that's one of the things that made this call so severe. But so just keep that in mind going forward. Any time a threat's made, you know, you have to immediately follow up with threat protocol. Whether you know they're lying or not, you still, if that threat is made, you have to act on it. Okay.
Yes, ma'am. I understand. And with coming back Thursday, I'm actually on bereavement leave on Thursday and Friday. I still have to get approved, so I won't be actually coming in on Thursday. But if it's overtime, like with the text, when they text us, like Saturday or Sunday, if I can still come in on that day, then I will still come.
Okay, that's fine. Yeah, more and more than likely they will, because we've just been that busy lately. So that's perfectly fine. That's what you choose to do, but we gotta find a way for you to tone it down, keep a nice calm tone throughout your calls, and not allowing these people to get to you. Okay, got to find a way around that. Because other than that, you do a great job. Matter of fact, I had a customer that had called, and he was trying to get his money back, and he was saying that he had spoke to you and that you had hung up on him, and I pulled the call, and you did perfect on that call. You did everything you were supposed to do. You provided him with the best customer service. You gave him his cancellation number. I'm talking about, you did so good on that call, and I was so proud of you. And you branded the call, and that was the end of the call. But when he called back because he was wanting his money back, he did lie. But I was so glad when I pulled that call that, I mean, then that's what I'm saying. I know what you're capable of. I've heard the customer service that you've provided. So I know this hasn't happened on all your calls. But we just have to prevent it from happening on any more calls, okay?
Okay.
Okay. All right. And just so you know, I'm if you have any questions about anything, whether you're on a call, if you need help with it, whatever, let me know. I'll be more than glad to help you. Any of the leads here, I'm not sure if you know Tiffany, but she's a good lead.
Hi.
I mean, all the leads are good. Kristen, you know, when she's here with you, she'll be glad to help you as well. But what I'm going to do, I'm going to go ahead and get this put in the system for you so you can look over it. If you want to notate anything on there, you're more than welcome to. It does give you the option if you want to refuse to sign it. That's totally up to you. But if you'll look over that, your suspension is going to start today, okay? And I'm going to let them know that you would be returning for your shift on the 27th, and that is, what, Thursday? Wednesday. Okay. All right. Do you have any questions about anything?
No, ma'am. I don't have any questions.
Okay. All right, Raven. Well, let me know if something comes up, okay?
Okay, thank you, and have a great evening.
You too, thanks.
Thank you. Bye-bye.